It's Monday, August 21st. I'm Brett Neese. Wake County commissioners are expected to approve millions of dollars for PNC Arena renovations today. It's the second approval the arena needs to get the funding. Raleigh City Council approved it last week. That money is part of a larger recommendation from city and county managers on how to spend revenue from the hospitality tax. It comes after a lease extension was made to keep the Hurricanes at the arena and develop the area around it. If approved, money would also go toward the Cary Indoor Sports Facility and Raleigh Convention Center. Work on UNC Chapel Hill's old well is complete. The chancellor officially reopened the well on Sunday. Crews have been working all summer to install a permanent granite slope. It improves access to the time-honored tradition on campus. Students who would otherwise be unable to drink from the fountain, well, they're now able to go up and take a sip on the first day of class. In just a week, kids on the traditional calendar will head back to the classrooms. Before the first day, doctors say if it has been more than a year since your child's last checkup, well, schedule one now. They also say you should talk to kids about phone safety, bullying, and social media use before they head back to class. Today, leaders in Rockingham County will vote on whether or not to rezone a property to allow for a casino. This comes as state lawmakers are moving closer to a deal that would allow casinos not only there, but in Nash and Anson counties as well. Finally, people who lost a loved one to fentanyl overdoses, they're pushing for tougher penalties. Dozens rallied at the state capitol yesterday. North Carolina has a death by distribution law. Two bills currently moving through the legislature would modify the law so that people would get criminally prosecuted not just for selling drugs, but for distributing them in general, even if there's no money involved. In North Carolina, there were nearly 14,000 fentanyl-related deaths in the last 9 years.